Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. Welcome to the Purple Pit. Here it's Cooch's Court, South Eugene High School, where the Grants Pass Cavemen take on the Axe tonight. And a gym that's probably going to be a little quieter than you're new than you're used to. No pep band tonight. Let me tell you about JV game. When the JV game started, there were a total of 15 spectators in Cooch's Court here. Yeah, this is a non-traditional basketball night. There was a game here last night when the Axe took on Sheldon High School. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So the crowd is going to be sparse. A lot more people here than watch the JV game. You have about three times as many. So that's about 45 by our count about 5 minutes ago. So the gym's going to be quiet tonight. I may be the loudest thing that you hear. We'll talk more about what's going on here at South Eugene right after this word from our good friends at Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
All right, Grants Pass JVs did lose tonight, 55-39, the final score, and it was over just a few minutes ago. Both teams on the floor right now taking the warm-ups. Of course, Grants Pass in their traveling blues as of last night, and the home team here in their home white uniforms with the purple numerals and the purple trim here. It is the Purple Pit coming to you from South Eugene. We'll talk about more of what's going on tonight on the floor. But first, we need to hear from head coach Joel Jesse, and we'll do that right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for a word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And, Coach, boy, that was a tough one last night. You came from behind after giving up a bad second quarter, but really came from behind, took the lead with a little less than 3 minutes to play, and then they came back right at the free throw line, which is, of course, not unexpected at Roseburg.
Yeah, that's very unexpected, Chuck. they shot 30 free throws that night, so... But it wasn't even the free throws. Right after we went up by one, Mendoza hit two back-to-back threes. Our guys didn't get up on him at the time, and, you know, that's shame on us. And we earned the result because we didn't play defense the way that we had talked about, you know, and we got ourselves back, gave ourselves a chance to win, and... You know, between those threes and then all of a sudden them going to the free throw line a lot when we're not trying to foul, that was kind of basically the difference in the game. So, you know, unfortunately, we fell short. And that was a huge game for us in our standings in conference. And so now we've I would say every game's hugely, hugely important that we can't have those type of games.
Well, you get another shot at Roseburg on your home floor, and we'll see what happens then. In the meantime, just we'll let last night go in just a moment or two, but there were a couple of things I wanted to point out. After that horrendous second quarter, you came back, and it looked like Luke Morgan really caught fire. He really began to assert himself under the basket. Kid, you know, Jaden Jesse was just working his tail off on defense. Well, at any rate, at least those two early on, McLean was a rebounding hound. Wanted to point out those three really contributed on the night.
Yeah, you know, our game plan this whole entire year is to get Luke Morgan the ball. I feel like he has the potential to be one of the best players in our league. But unfortunately, this year, as you've seen the majority of our games, Chuck, we have a tough time making easy buckets that other varsity teams are making within that four to 5 foot range of we call them bunnies, and shots that when you see go up you expect them to go in at this level.
High percentage shots,
and they're high percentage shots, so our offense is working to get them the shots and the sets that we're running now instead of just letting them play freely. We're really calling plays and running sets, and the sets are getting our guys the ball where we want them to get it about 80% of the time. So, you know, that was our game plan. Our game plan every game, other than maybe Sheldon, will be get Luke the ball. I mean, because we don't feel like there's anybody in the league that can stop him when he's on his game. Jaden, unfortunately, got in foul trouble, you know, really, really early. And, you know, he works his butt off to guard the best player night in, night out. And, you know, he just, unfortunately, when you're playing at Roseburg, we've talked about this, you know, sometimes they see things a little bit different than what, you know, Medford and Grants Pass calls. And so that's our fault for not adjusting, and we've got to make better adjustments during the game. And then Gavin, yeah, he had a really good game in rebounding the basketball last night. Unfortunately, Gavin, the last two games, his shot's been very off compared to the beginning of the season. Beginning of the season, he was one of our leading scorers.
He's still your top 3-point shooter.
Yep, still our top. Well, he also takes more 3-pointers than anybody else on our team, so that's expected. But, you know, Luke needs to hit more bunnies. Gavin needs to hit his shots when we get him for him wide open. And Jaden needs to stop fouling. You know, those are our three seniors. God, Jordan Rosetta did a phenomenal job that game, too. You know, he's getting better and better as the game is getting slower for him. And, you know, I foresee Jordan being a phenomenal player, you know, the rest of this year and the next 3 years. But, you know, he's getting better and better, and he's a smart enough player that he'll make some adjustments as we get to the second time of league, and that will help us a lot.
Offensively, last night you did put up a lot of points in addition to Luke. And I had Luke for about 18 points last night. Okay. Also in double figures, both McLean, Brunner, and
McIntosh,
yep. All in double figures last night. So you did put up some extra numbers, just couldn't hold them down enough.
Which is uncharacteristic of us, right, Chuck?
No doubt. Your defense is your strong suit.
Yeah, you know, last year we were the number one defense in the state with allowed points. This year we've had a couple stinker games, but I think overall I still think we play the best defense in our conference, and, you know, we have to live and die by that. So if we allow teams like we've talked about before, I mean, that's uncanny of us to give 70 points. And, you know, I don't foresee that happening at our place. You know, when we get to Heater Newman, I don't believe they'll get even close to 70, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll have to be better, you know.
All right, there it is. All right, now the challenge tonight doesn't get any easier here as we're in South Eugene. We'll talk about the Axe when we come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
the Eugene Axe here. Pretty highly rated, pretty good team. What, they're on a 7-game winning streak as they come into this game, and you're on their home floor. What do you expect from the Axe tonight?
I like playing on South Eugene's floor. You know, for some reason, their floor is a little bit more bouncy, and it's a smaller gym, so you don't have as much space behind the backboard. So I like playing at South Eugene. But they're a phenomenal basketball team. You know, they took a lot of lumps last year, but they put a lot of work in this summer. I saw them everywhere that we went, so they played lots of games just like we did. Their player last year that didn't play against us is this kid right here, Trey Lance. Phenomenal shooter, confident, can shoot anywhere from the volleyball line out, like Mendoza did to us last night. So we'll have to really keep our eye on him. But they're going to be their player, their two quick point guards that we're really going to have to worry about tonight. They're very wiry and they're not afraid to shoot. So we're going to have to stay on our feet and make sure that we're not allowing drives and that we're closing out on shots, because offensively, I think South Eugene probably the best offensive juggernaut in our league right
now.
Wow.
All right. Big statement there. So defensively, what do you have planned for them? Now, we saw at least two different zones last night and a lot of man-to-man defense. What are they going to throw at this Axe?
You know, unfortunately, last night, you know, we were ready for the zone. We practiced it the night before because I knew it was going to happen. You know, I don't know. I don't think South Eugene will play a lot of zone against us. They don't have the strength or the height to do it. They're going to be a hard cover for us to keep up with. They'll probably be the fastest transition team that we'll play against, other than the team we played in San Diego, Ogden, Utah team. So we're going to be really good at getting back in transition and slowing the game down a little bit. We're going to try to run with them and get the ball up and get easy buckets, because we don't think that they're a great defensive team. But they're, like I said, they're probably the best offensive team in our league, but they don't care to play a lot of defense. They'd rather get the ball out and try to score and make the game an 80-point game. And if they do that, they'll probably win. If they get into that, you know, 65-80-point ball game, that will be probably death for us.
All right. Well, we'll look forward and we'll count every basket as it goes in. You've been listening to Head Coach Joel Jesse here on KAJO Radio, courtesy of Kelly's Automotive Services. And we'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the NeuroClinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the NeuroClinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the NeuroClinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list, head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors and windows, lumber, decking, where Dow Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply, starting tonight. Boy, the Grants Pass caveman, wearing number 24. We've talked about him a lot. Luke Morgan comes into the game, averaging, not counting Roseburg's numbers from last night, at 10.7 points per game. Also getting the start tonight, number 5, Gavin McLean, also a senior. McLean averaging 10.6 points per game. Getting the start, wearing 00, is Peyton Bruner. Peyton's average almost 10 points a game. I have him at 9.2. Joel Jesse comes into the game wearing number 44. He is a senior also, and averaging 6 points a game. And Tyler McIntosh comes in at 6 points per game. And McIntosh is wearing number 11. Those are the starters for the Grants Pass Caveman. We'll talk about the Axe when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
We have not really had an opportunity to... Well, we do have a PA announcer. I was under the impression we might not have one tonight. Let's see if we're going to do the national anthem or what is going to happen here.
Take great pride in providing opportunities for all athletes to participate in a healthy...
Cavemen are taking the field. They're running, just lining up across the free throw line. So I'm expecting we'll have a national anthem or at least a pledge of allegiance. Let's see what we've got going here. We do expect Trey Saunders to start. The 6'1 senior was hurt last year, didn't play against us, but he's been their lead scorer. We are going to have the national anthem. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Cape Madden timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Final strains of the national anthem being played here at the Purple Pit. Cooch's Court at South Eugene High School in Eugene, Oregon. Continuing with the starting lineup, once again, I've not confirmed anything for the Axe, but we do expect to see, in addition to Saunders, Landon Bryant, who had 30 points against us in two games last year, and Levi Hawes. He is a 6'4 junior. He had 11 points in two games. Also, Cohen Thurman. And Peyton Bruner being introduced for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and we've already run down his numbers for you. Gavin McLean comes on. We're not going to get all of our pregame situation in. Did want to mention that the Axe are averaging almost 70 points a game, 69 points. They have scored more points than any other team in our conference so far. So the Cavemen are averaging 51 points per game, allowing 51 points a game. So we'll see how a strong defense works against a high-powered offense tonight here at the Purple Pit. Now we're going to introduce the South Eugene Axe. Number one, Cohen Thurman, once again, he had 18 points against us last year in two games. It hit a three-pointer and was 3-for-4 from the free-throw line. Number two is Landon Bryant. And number five, Trey Saunders. Those are the ones that we know about, and we expect Hawes. Number 21, James Thomas, 6'4". He's new to us. And number 30, Levi Hawes. So we have the principals so far in this contest. We're getting ready to get this one underway, so get close to your radios, folks. Tonight's lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. We'll tip our hats to Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Don't have time for the keys to the game. Of course, the keys, always to score more points. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. As we move to the center of the court right now. And Bruner is squaring off against number 21, James Thomas. Thomas, a 6'4" senior. I don't have an official height for Bruner, but about the same. Had good leaping ability. Great vertical leap. Controlled by Bruner to Morgan, to McLean, back to Jesse, and Jesse into the forecourt against what appears to be a man-to-man defense opening up. High post to Morgan on a cut down below. McIntosh cutting to the basket, couldn't control it, lost it out of bounds, and the Axe get their first offensive possession. Inbounds play coming from Saunders in the backcourt. Up quickly to Bryant. Bryant into the forecourt, right-hand side. Comes up against a 2-3 zone by the Cavemen. Kicks the ball back out to Bryant. Into the corner, left-hand side, quickly to Thurman. Thurman shot up, no good. Rebound into the hands of McIntosh. McIntosh pushes the ball down the floor to the free throw line. Down low on the baseline to Bruner. Bruner lays it up and in on the Cavemen. Have the early lead 2-zip. Here come the Hacks back on the run. Ball in the hands quickly of Thurman. Thurman goes right-hand side quickly. And the paint. Ball dropped down low. It's up, and we are tied after Hawes puts it in. Two apiece is the score. Jesse brings the ball down for the Grants Pass Cayman, and they're traveling blues tonight. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Drives the left-hand side. Gets a little pick from Morgan. Now down low to Morgan as he broke down from the top of the key. Ball slapped away, though, by Saunders as Morgan tried to elevate. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line, far our end of the floor. As the Cavemen put a box around the key, McLean slaps the ball and loops it out to Morgan at the free throw line. Right-hand side then to Bruner. Left-hand side stolen away by the Axe. Number 21 again, that's Thomas. Takes it the length of the floor, goes in with a shot that's blocked by Bruner, but put back up and in again by Hawes. So Hawes has 4 points tonight, and it's 4-2. Jesse comes down for Grants Pass into the forecourt. Flips the ball right-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh out front to Bruner. Left-hand side then to McLean on the wing left. Comes the free throw line. Still moving with a basketball. Drives the left-hand side. Gets a little pick from Morgan and puts one up and in. And McLean gets his first two of the game. We're tied at four here early. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Saunders. Saunders to the top of the key. Bounce pass right-hand side to Thomas. Make that with Bryant. Bryant lobs the ball out left-hand side. Quickly to number one, Thurman, gives the ball right back. That's Bryant with the basketball. Goes into the right-hand corner there on the drive. Shot is up and good by Hawes. And Hawes has all six of the Axis points. 6-4 the score. Jesse walks it down. Then gives the ball still in the backcourt to McLean. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Goes right-hand side on the wing to McIntosh. McIntosh, high post then to Bruner. Bruner looks down the lane, can't get anybody free. Looking for Morgan. Starts to drive himself to the free throw line. Elevates from there, high in the air. Hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound, Morgan goes up, can't get that one up and down. Rebound taken down by Thomas. Back on the run, left-hand side, four-on-four break. Bounce pass down low quickly to Hawes. Hawes kicks the ball back out front to Thomas, then back into the corner to Hawes. Little stutter step trying to get by Morgan's defense. Can't do it. They'll shoot over Morgan for three. Out of the hands of Bryant this time. Bryant has three, and suddenly it's 9-4. Grants Pass needs an answer now. Down by five here early. McLean shovels right-hand side to McIntosh. On the wing, out again, top of the key to Bruner. Left-hand side to Morgan. Bounce pass down low to Jesse. He's got room in the paint. Turnaround two-footers up and good, and Jesse has his first two tonight. And again, it's 9-6. Grants Pass down by three. On the drive, right-hand side, Thurman with the basketball. Lost it, picked up by Jesse. Controls the basketball, three-on-three break to Bruner, left-hand side. Backhanded layup is up and good, and Bruner gets his fourth point tonight. And it's 9-8, Grants Pass down by one. Sliding down the left-hand side. Once again, it's Bryant with the basketball. Top of the key, ball comes right-hand side to Saunders. Saunders on the wing, elevates for a three, and it's good. So Saunders hits the three, and the Cavemen down by four, 12-8 right now. In the backcourt, McIntosh with the basketball, being bothered by Bryant in the forecourt left-hand side. Still moving with a basketball, gets a pick from Morgan, drives right-hand side, bounce pass down low to Morgan, who goes to the heart of the glass, and it's up and down. 12-10, Grants Pass down by two. On the drive, here comes Thurman on the right-hand side. And a foul called, I believe, on McIntosh, that's the call. So McIntosh will get the first whistle against anybody tonight. 12-10 the score. Grants Pass down by two. Axe basketball inbounds coming from the sideline just in front of the Grants Pass bench. And it's Thurman with the basketball, looks for someone to break out. Comes right-hand side to Saunders. Saunders launches another three, chased into the corner by Thurman. Thurman gets the ball, lost it out of bounds. But it was slapped out of bounds by one of the Cavemen, so it'll be Axe ball inbounds from the end line. Actually, just up from the end line, there into the floor. Now 10 feet up, and Thurman will make that play. Execute the inbounds play out front quickly to Hawes. Hawes with the basketball, gives it up quickly to Bryant. Bryant out front, feeds it high post to number 45 into the contest. Right now, that's Yoder. Shot up, off, no good. Loose basketball picked up by Bruner. Bruner comes down. takes it all the way, lays one up and in, and Bruner early here has 6 points in the basketball game. We're tied at 12. On the run, Thurman feeds the ball ahead quickly to Hawes. Hawes right-hand side on the wing, gets in the paint, elevates 10-footer on the way, off, no good. Board cleared by, this time by Rosetta. Rosetta right back to Jesse. Jesse brings the ball down quickly. DeShane also on the floor for Grants Pass now. Ball left-hand side to McLean in the wing. McLean pops back out to DeShane. DeShane to McLean, wing left-hand side. Lobs it left-hand side to Rosetta in the corner. Rosetta attacks along the baseline, pumps once, gets a man up in the air. He goes up with it, and it's good. And Rosetta finds two. And the Cavemen scoring. They lead it right now by two, 14-12. Jesse taking over, taking Thurman from behind, slapped the ball away out of bounds to slow the break. It'll be Axe ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor. They'll put again a box around the key. Thurman will make the inbounds play. Gives it right-hand side quickly to Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. Head fakes, tries to drive, spins on DeShane, kicks the ball left-hand side to Thurman from the corner for three, hits the back of the iron, no good. McLean with a rebound, gives the ball up to Jesse, sliding it on the right-hand sideline. Jesse, a stutter step, gets into the paint, lost his footing, ball goes out of bounds. Ball, feet just came out from under him when he tried to make a quick cut. Axe ball inbounds from the end line. Far end of the floor. And now they're trying to clean up that spot where Jesse went down. Official satisfied that it's okay to play on. Inbounds play comes quickly to Bryant. Bryant, forecourt. Drives, kicks the ball in the corner right-hand side to Saunders. Saunders elevates him 5 feet, off, no good. Bruner with the rebound. Puts the ball on the floor, hands it off to DeShane. DeShane comes down the right-hand side. Stops out front, turns on the afterburners, gives it high post then to Bruner. Bruner looks down low. Head fakes, comes to the free throw line, wanted to elevate there, no shot. Ball comes right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane across the top of the key to the left-hand side. Ball comes down low from DeShane to Bruner. Bruner lays it up and in. And Bruner with 8 points here. 16-12. Grants Pass leads by four. Oz into the forecourt. Some center step, still trying to get by the defense of DeShane. Goes left-hand side quickly to Thurman. Thurman on the wing left-hand side. Brings the ball back out front quickly. Number 45, that's Yoder. Ball stolen away. McLean down the right-hand side. Lead pass up to DeShane. Lays one up and in, and DeShane scores. And the Cavemen have their scoring shoes on right now. I think only McIntosh doesn't have a bucket. Inbounds play. Well, into the forecourt quickly. Ball goes left-hand side to Bryant. Bryant with the basketball working against DeShane. Wants to spin. Yoder tries to set a pick. Back into the corner. Shot is up for three, and it's good for Bryant. That's his second three of the night. And it's 18-15. Grants pass by three. DeShane in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline right-hand side against that man-to-man defense. Rosetta trying to set a pick, gets out front, then drops down low. Ball right-hand side to Jesse, and then down low to Rosetta. And whistle stop the action. Foul called on Bryant, I believe. So Bryant will pick up the infraction. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. And the Cavemen will put that picket line across the baseline here. McLean will make the inbounds play. 1:16 to play, first period. 18-15 to score. Grants Pass leads by three here in Eugene. Ball way out front to McIntosh. Between the circles, right-hand side to McLean. McLean drives, cuts, shot is up off glass, no good. Long rebound out to the top of the key to Saunders. Left-hand side to Hawes. Hawes elevates, three-point attempt on the way. Hits the iron, off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta for Grants Pass. Controls it, lets the traffic clear, drops the ball back to DeShane. And DeShane, eyeball to eyeball with Hawes as he comes to the timeline, crosses on the right front court. Looks down low, ball left-hand side now to McLean. McLean looks in the tank, can't find anybody. High post to Morgan. Morgan from the free throw line, hits it. And Morgan has his fourth point of the basketball game. The Cavemen lead by five with 40 seconds to play. It's 20-15. Saunders down the left-hand side. 25-footer from Saunders, nails it. Wow. He's got six, and it's a 20-18 score. Grants Pass by two. Final seconds here of the first period. DeShane into the forecourt for Grants Pass. Gives the ball right-hand side on the wing to McIntosh. High post in to Morgan. Morgan looks down the lane, wants to drive himself. Spins, kicks the ball back out front to DeShane. 13 seconds, and a traveling call on DeShane. That's rare. The Axe get the ball back. Saunders will make the inbounds play from the sidelines about 10 feet into the backcourt. Gives the ball up quickly to Hawes, and Hawes comes across the timeline right at center court. Drives by McLean, stops on the wing left-hand side, kicks it back out to Saunders. Saunders puts the ball down low, looking into the corner. The man had already made the cut. Loose basketball goes to the caveman. There's 4 seconds to play. Can the caveman get a good shot off? Rosetta will make the inbounds play, and it comes quickly to McIntosh. Into the forecourt that fast. Between the circles. Long shot on the way at the buzzer. Off, no good. And the first period will end with the caveman leading by a score of 20-18. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Second period just about to get underway here. The Cavemen lead by 20-18. Leading scorer so far, Peyton Bruner with 8 buckets, or pardon me, with 8 points on 4 buckets in the first period. Inbounds play from the X to begin the action. Ball goes in the backcourt quickly to Bryant. Bryant between the circles, right-hand side quickly to Hawes. Hawes to the free throw line. Stops there working against Morgan. Can't get by him. The lobs at left-hand side quickly to Thurman. Back left-hand side then to Saunders. Saunders attacks along the baseline. Elevates from 10 feet on the left. Off, no good. Rebound fought for and finally controlled by DeShane. Shovels quickly to Jesse. Jesse controls the basketball. Slides it down. Long loping steps. Comes in top of the key. And ball goes right-hand side quickly to Bruner. Bruner top of the key. Spins. Comes down the paint against Saunders. Muscles one up. That's good. That's 10 points for Bruner. And timeout taken by the Axe. A look at the scoreboard here. 7:21 to play. It's 22-18. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, I'm sure head coach Jesse doesn't like a 20-point total in the first period. That's a little high for what this squad is built for, and it's built for defense. But right now, they have the lead by 2 over the high-scoring Axe here in South Eugene. Inbounds play for the Axe comes quickly in the backcourt to Bryant. Bryant across the timeline, right-hand side, picked up by DeShane. Drives to the baseline, stops there, double teams. Ball stolen away by DeShane. Late pass up right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner on fire, lays one up and in. He's got 12 in the basketball game. Quickly, Saunders back on the attack for the Axe on the right-hand sideline. Stops, squares up against Bruner. Comes to the top of the key, kicks the ball left-hand side quickly to Thurman. Left-hand side then to Hawes. Hawes feeds it to high post to, we'll pick up his number in a moment. Ball out quickly to Hawes. Hawes left-hand side in the corner. Shot for 3 on the way. This one rims it out, no good. Rebound controlled by McLean. He gives the ball back to Jesse, and Jesse slides down the floor. Uncontested until he hits the timeline. Goes top of the key. Drives by the right-hand side. Kicked the ball out to Bruner on the wing. Out front then to McLean. High post to Morgan. Morgan looks for DeShane on the cut. Comes down the right-hand side. He's surrounded. Gives the ball right back to Morgan, who lays it up and in. And Morgan has 6 here in the basketball game. Quickly on the Jack Hawes. Comes right back for the Axe. Right-hand side. Little head fake. Pardon me. That's Bryant. Shot is up and good. Bryant with 8 points in the basketball game. 20-26, Grants Pass leading by 6 right now. DeShane in the backcourt working quickly against Bryant. Slides the right-hand side. Comes across the top of the key. Looking for a 3. Goes down low to Morgan. It's deflected, picked up by the Axe. Lead pass out comes quickly. Right-hand side to Hawes. Hawes through the paint, kicks it out top of the key. Three-point attempt on the way. This one's well off. Into the rebound is McLean. McLean comes back all the way, goes to the right-hand side, goes up with a shot. It is blocked out of bounds. Man got nothing but ball. I was looking for a foul. Didn't happen. Rosetta checks in for Grants Pass, and McLean going to get a little breather. So the Cavemen on the floor right now have Rosetta, Bruner, Morgan, and Jesse, along with McIntosh. That's it. Yeah, that's five. Rosetta makes the inbounds play left-hand side to McIntosh. Down low to Bruner. Bruner head fakes. Pumps one up off glass, and Bruner, a scoring machine so far. 14 in the first half. 20-28. Grants Pass up by eight right now. New point guard on for the Axe, moves to the right-hand side. Pardon me, that is Thurman. Thurman goes left-hand side, gives the ball on the wing to Saunders. Saunders comes to the free throw line, gets in the paint, and it's called for the travel. Went for a head fake, and his feet slipped out from under him. So it's a slippery floor tonight. We've seen it affect both teams. 28-20, Grants Pass by eight. Coming up to the five-minute mark here in the second period. On the drive, Bruner brings the ball across the timeline himself. Goes to the free throw line, bounce pass down low, intended for Morgan. Morgan was fronted, though, picked by Thurman. Comes back on the run. Ball goes right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way there. This one rams it out, and Morgan climbs for the rebound. Comes the ball off to McIntosh. McIntosh looking down low for Rosetta, breaking from the corner across the baseline. Deflected out of bounds by the Axe. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline. And Bruner gets a little breather. He's the leading scorer in the game with 14 points for Grants Pass. McLean makes the inbounds play as it came in again, put the picket line across the baseline to Rosetta, to McLean, then down low for Jesse on the alley-oop, although everything missed. Back quickly, the X on the attack. Gives the ball out front to Thurman. Thurman trying to get away from the defense, flips the ball right-hand side on the drive, man spins into the paint. Flips the ball down low. It's deflected. Picked up by Rosetta. Right back to McIntosh. And the Cavemen come back looking for more. It's 28-20. 4:26 to play. Second period. McIntosh faked one way. Came back to the left-hand side. Bounce pass and high post to Rosetta. Rosetta comes down the paint. Flips the ball right-hand side to McIntosh. Launches a three-point attempt. No good. Thurman back. Lead pass out on the right-hand side. Ball is controlled up and in by Hawes. And Hawes picks up his 8 point in the basketball game. It's 28-22 at the four-minute mark. Jesse in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline on the drive, right-hand side. Stops on the wing, looks down low, feeds it high post to Morgan. Morgan comes down the paint, goes up with a shot, and is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul going to be called on 33, I believe. We'll check as the official comes to the sidelines. That's the call. And that's... oh, that's one of those names. It's Italian. Cacioppi? Close. Morgan at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. So Morgan's, that's his 7th point in the contest. 29-22, 3:51 to play. One more shot coming for Morgan. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron and off. No good. Axe rebound back on the drive. Bryant goes left-hand side quickly. Puts the ball off left-hand side to Hawes. Hawes back out front to Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. Comes to the wing right-hand side. Looks down low for a man on the baseline. Crosses the top of the keys. Tries to slide down the lane. Can't find anybody. To Thurman. Thurman right-hand side quickly to number 40. That's Perry. Ball left-hand side. Shot clock in effect right now. 5 seconds on it. Ball comes right-hand side. That's the countdown. Shot is up from the corner. It's off at the buzzer. It is going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Not a timed clock infraction. But as the shot came down, it was deflected out of bounds. So Grants Pass gets the ball back. DeShane will make the inbounds play against full court pressure now. Coming to the backcourt to help. Inbounds play comes to Bruner. Bruner right back to DeShane. And DeShane slides down the sideline on the right. Right front court now working against Thurman. Drives, bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Lots of room. Just lays it up and in almost uncontested. And the Cavemen lead at 31-22. Into the forecourt quickly. Ball right in the Hands of Thurman right-hand side. Drives, kick the ball back out front quickly to Haas. Haas drives, goes into the corner, left-hand side. Three-point attempt from there. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. Traffic clears. Ball comes out to DeShane. DeShane, left front court this time. Looking for a high post for Morgan. They lob it down low to Morgan, who's about halfway down, spins now. Fadeaway five-footer, rolls in and out, won't go. Board cleared quickly by Haas. Haas outlet goes to Bryant. Bryant left-hand side. Elevate, shot is up off glass, and it's good for Haas. Pardon me, it's good for Bryant. Bryant has 10 points in the basketball game. McLean brings it down, drops it right back to DeShane. DeShane crosses the timeline at center court. Little center step comes left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, bounce pass to Morgan. Morgan spins, goes up with a shot that is good, and a blocking foul, I think, called on the axe, and the shot was good. That's the call. So Perry will get the infraction going to the free throw line. Is Morgan. He's already got 9 points on four field goals, one for two shooting from the free throw line, and we'll have one shot here. Two dribbles, deep knee bend, focuses, shot is up on the follow through, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound quickly, and the hands of Haas, drives down the left-hand side, kicks it out front, top of the key, three-point attempt on the way again. This one's good for number 21, Thomas. That's about the fifth three for the Axe tonight. 33-27, Grants Pass in the lead. DeShane into the forecourt, top of the key, drives the right-hand side, has room, pumps once, goes down low, then to Morgan. Morgan lays it up and in, and Morgan now with 11 points in the basketball game. Quickly, Thurman back on the attack, right-hand side, drives to the baseline, lays one up, that's good. Thurman finds a lane as the Axe comes back. It's 35-29, a six-point lead for Grants Pass with a minute and a quarter on the clock. That's a minute 25 as DeShane drives to the free throw line. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta, top of the key, moves off to the right-hand side, back to DeShane. DeShane to the free throw line. Stopped there. Finds a little sidestep, puts a shot up, off no good. Rebound going to be chased out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. 35-29, a minute 7 left to play here in the first half. The Cavemen lead it. McLean will make the inbounds play, and once again, that picket fence going up across the baseline for the Grants Pass Cavemen. See who breaks out to take this one. The official has come to the sidelines. I'm not sure what we're checking on. Now he's saying something to head coach Jesse. Jesse gives him a thumbs up. Oh, I think they're talking about the shot clock. Shot clock shows 32, but Jesse just yelled that it's got 14 seconds, so there's plenty of time. Accident. They must be going to run that time clock down now. That's what's happening. So, once again, it's off night here for basketball, so it's skeleton crew on hand here at South Eugene. Ball comes way out front now to Morgan. Morgan, right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner just outside the key, looking down low for a cutter, and McLean went the wrong way, or the pass went the wrong way, one of the two. It's Axe's basketball. Ball comes into Bryant in the backcourt as that buzzer goes off. That's the 35-second clock here, and we're just going to start it all over. So they're trying to reset that clock now, I believe. Now it's back up to 35. Under control. Here we go. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Bryant for the Axe. Crosses the timeline at center court. Slides to the right-hand side on the wing. Sees a high post. Drives by to the left-hand side. Finds Saunders there. Left-hand side in the corner. Three-point attempt is just a two on the way by Haas. He's got 10 in the basketball game. Long pass down right-hand side to Bruner. It's 35-31. Grants pass by four. Down low to the baseline again. Morgan puts one up. Morgan with 13 points in the first half. On the drive, here comes Bryant. Lead pass up right-hand side quickly to Haas. Top of the key, Thomas with the shot. Off no good. Rebound finally into the hands of McIntosh through heavy traffic, and someone falls on him. Going to be Grants Pass basketball because head coach Jesse called a timeout quickly. Out quickly to help McIntosh up. He's all right. No blood on the floor. Nose is still in the right place. 37-31, Grants Pass by six with 17.5 seconds left here in the first half. Coming to you live from the Purple Pit at South Eugene. Good drive up. Some heavy rain between Grants Pass and Roseburg on the highway this afternoon. Of course, being from Southern Oregon, we're not used to that heavy rain. He said with his tongue stuck in his cheek. What can I tell you, folks? You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band, and heard all around the world on KAJO.com. Coming back home Friday night, the Sheldon Irish will be at Heater Newman Gym. Hope we see you in the gym, and you can bring your radios with you. That's allowed, folks. Caveman coming back out of the huddle. Axe are already out. Should be Grants Pass basketball. Inbounds from just in front of their own bench. McIntosh will make the inbounds play. Comes up to Morgan. Morgan still in the backcourt. Finds Jesse in the backcourt. Crosses against the right-hand side against Hawes. Still moving in basketball between the circles. High post, the ball comes to Bruner. Bruner just bounced it off his foot out of bounds. 5.7 seconds left with the Axe. See if they can get something done. 37-31. Grants Pass by 6 at the half. Inbounds play to Saunders. Saunders, as you hear the countdown coming, stolen away by McIntosh. Half-court shot. Hits the rim and off. No good. 37-31, the score here at halftime. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first-ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you here with us as we come to you from South Eugene High School with the Caveman leading the Axe right now, 37-31. Grants Pass is 37 points, came on 18 field goals, 1 of 3 from the free throw line, just whistled for one foul in the first period compared to 3 fouls for the Axe. Axe scoring came on 13 field goals, 5 3-pointers. Count them all up. That's 31-13. Grants Pass led by 2 at the end of the first period, 20-18. Won the second period, 17-13. Add them up once again. That's 37-31. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated White Thought Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. White Thought Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
For the South Eugene Axe, Trey Saunders in a starting role has 6 points on 2 3-point shots. Landon Bryant has 4 field goals, 2 3-pointers. He has 10 points tonight. Levi Hawes has 5 field goals, 10 points. Cohen Thurman, 1 2-point field goal and 1 3-point field goal for James Thomas. Let's see. Coming off Austin C-A-C-I-O-P-P-I. Austin. He's just going to be Austin tonight. I'll get tongue-tied. We apologize and certainly mean him no disrespect. He has 1 foul. And Cameron Perry also has 1 foul off the bench. Of the starters, only Landon Bryant has 1 foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Jordan Rosetta coming off the bench has 2 field goals, 4 points, and no fouls. Zach DeShane off the bench has 1 2-point field goal and no fouls. Tyler McIntosh hasn't scored, been to the free throw line, did pick up a single foul, so he's got a mark next to his name. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal. He's been working the point most of the night. Gavin McLean, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Luke Morgan has 6 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line. That's 13 points. And with 14 points is Peyton Bruner on 7 field goals. So the two big guys have been working out pretty good underneath the basket. Well, that's the way the scoring stacks up right now. Stay tuned for our first half analysis, courtesy of the Neuro Clinic, after this 1 minute Cape Van timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine. They're on the Williams Highway. A strange night for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Not exactly what we were expecting or what we've seen in the past, but they have scored 37 points in the first half. There have been games when they didn't score 37 points and just allowed an opponent 37 points, one of the high-scoring teams in South Medford. So this is a little bit out of character for them, but they're playing right with the Eugene Axe. They're scoring, well, they're certainly outscoring them at this point, mostly by hard work inside by Bruner and Morgan. So and some balanced scoring, too. Rosetta helping out along with Jesse and McLean. So all of the scoring is counting in, and the difference, I think, is the Grants Pass defense and rebounding. That has been the difference so far, and if the Cavemen can continue that, we could see a high-scoring Cavemen game with a win here against the highly regarded South Eugene Axe. We'll talk more about that when we come back right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, with halftime adjustments, we would expect the Axe to come out and really focus on Bruner and Morgan because they're the ones who have been doing most of the damage to the Axe so far. To counter that, if the Cavemen can get a couple of threes to fall off the hands of Gavin McLean, who is the leading three-point shooter for Grants Pass, he's got 18 on the season. Jesse has 6 on the season, and DeShane has 7. So any one of those can hit that three-pointer. Also, don't rule out McIntosh. McIntosh, oh, he's got 12 on the season. So if we can get a three-pointer two to fall to reopen that those lanes for Morgan and Bruner, and the Cavemen could be on their way to a big road win, as a matter of fact, here at South Eugene. Once again, this South Eugene team has a 7-game winning streak coming into tonight's contest. They beat Sheldon last night by about 20 points. Incidentally, North Medford is playing at Sheldon tonight. Well, that's the halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway. Second half tip-off coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Third quarter coming up, brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. Evergreen Federal has been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded. They invest in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that is different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. The crowd has picked up a little bit. I suspect there was another event going on locally because the student body has picked up here significantly. So we could have close to probably 100 spectators. Once again, it's kind of an off night, a Wednesday night, not typically a basketball night, and they did have a full house here last night. As we move down to the court, the Cavemen will put the ball in play, and the ball comes in bounds in the backcourt to McLean. McLean raids the court, puts the ball on the floor himself, comes across against Thurman. Tied up, trapped in the left front court, goes on the wing, then to Bruner. Bruner left-hand side, back out front to McLean. McLean, long pass, right-hand side. Tried to get the ball back inside, then to Morgan. Deflected, picked up by Thurman. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Bryant. Bryant gives the ball back out to Thurman. Bryant brings the ball back out front. Shovels left-hand side to Saunders. Saunders crosses the top of the key. Hands the ball right back to Bryant. Shovels left-hand side to Thurman. Little head fake, gets to the free throw line. Elevates himself, puts a shot up off, no good. Board cleared by Bruner. Outlet comes quickly to McIntosh. And McIntosh puts the ball on the floor early. Fakes left and comes back right-hand side to McLean on the wing. McLean lobs it left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse in the paint, kicks the ball right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner down low, kicks the ball out. It's deflected by Saunders, picked up by Thurman to Saunders. Right-hand side to Hawes, lays it up. And pardon me, it's Bryant, lays it up and off, no good. Going to be Axe ball inbounds out off of McLean. And the Axe will put a box around the key this time. Inbounds play coming from Thurman. And the officials. Okay, everybody's ready now. And Thurman kicks the ball left-hand side quickly to Bryant. Bryant, corner left-hand side. Back out front, dial to Saunders. Saunders top of the key, drives, elevates at the free throw line. Shot is up and good for Saunders. That's his 8th point in the basketball game. First two for either side here in the second half. On the drive, McLean into the forecourt. Crosses right at the center line. Gives the ball right-hand side, right front court to McIntosh. Head fakes, drives the left-hand side. Tries to get by Thurman. Dan Thurman fouls him along the way. So Thurman will get the infraction. He is first in the basketball game. And the first in the second half for anybody. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from McLean in the backcourt. Or pardon me, in the end line. And gets the ball down low to Bruner. Bruner. Stern spins, got a three-footer up front, and he puts his first two here in the second half. He's got 16 points in the contest. Down the left-hand side, the hands of Saunders. Saunders goes down low to Hawes. Hawes back out to Thurman. Left front court working against McLean. McLean hands the ball off quickly to Bryant. Bryant, left-hand side, slides down to the corner. Cavemen showing a matchup zone right now, 2-3. Ball right-hand side in the corner. Thurman attacks along the baseline, bounce pass inside, deflected, and there's a little battle for it. Ball kicked out left-hand side quickly to Thomas. Thomas back to Saunders. Saunders for three, missed everything. Ball into the hands of McIntosh, started down the court, sees a trap, throws over it to Jesse. Jesse into the forecourt, three-on-three, drives all the way, lays one up. That is blocked out of bounds by a Hawes. Hawes at 6'4". It'll be Grant's basketball inbounds from the end line, our end of the floor. And the Cavemen, again, line people up across the baseline right now. No, two-man screen set up on the right here. They'll lob it way out front to Jesse, between the circles. Right-hand side quickly to McClain. Inside to Morgan, hard to the glass, and Morgan goes power up. He's got 15 in the basketball game, 41-33. The Cavemen lead it. Thurman to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Thomas. Thomas left-hand side to Saunders, all alone in the corner for three. Missed everything. Rebound into the hands of McClain. McClain pushes the ball down the floor. Top of the key. Turns on the afterburners. Hands the ball down low to Bruner. Bruner has to fight for it. Goes hard to the glass and gets it to roll in. So Bruner picks up his 18th point in the basketball game. And timeout has been taken by the Axe. A look at the scoreboard here. It's a 10-point lead for Grants Pass. 43-33, 5:13 to play. We'll be back after this one-minute Cape Man timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Purple Pit here. 43-33, Grants Pass leads the South Eugene Axe by 10. It's Eugene's ball inbounds. Thurman makes the play quickly into Bryant. Bryant into the forecourt, right side against the Grants Pass zone. Gives the ball up to Hawes, out quickly then to Austin. Austin gives the ball right back top of the key. Lost the basketball. Jesse almost got it picked up by the Axe again. And that's 45, Yoder with the basketball. Back out front quickly to Bryant. Bryant, little head fake working against McIntosh. Kicks the ball left-hand side. Shot is up from Hawes for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Morgan for the Grants Pass. Cavemen, lead pass up to Jesse. Jesse slows it down and waits for better numbers. Throws down low to Bruner. Lays it up and in. Cavemen working the baseline beautifully. 20 points for Bruner. On the fly, here comes Thurman. Thurman down the right-hand side on the wing. Hands the ball off quickly to Yoder. Yoder, free throw line. Jumper is up off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound into the hands of Thurman. Down low. Turnaround jumper by Hawes. No good. Rebound by McClain. Lead pass out right-hand side to Jesse all the way. Has the ball stripped out of his hands and taken away. Foul called. It'll be Grants Pass basketball. I think this is against Bryant. That's the call. So Bryant will pick up. I have that as his second of the night. First personal this period? No, second personal. Inbounds play quickly to McIntosh, down low to Morgan, and Morgan finds another lane. He's got 16, 17 points in the basketball game. So the Twin Towers for Grants Pass, if you can call them towers, working hard inside are big guys. Ball right-hand side, then gives the ball up to Hawes. Hawes spins, comes down the paint, turns, fires, rattles it home. And that one's good. Hawes has 12 points in the basketball game. And it's 47-35. Grants Pass by 12. McClain into the forecourt. Right-hand side. Lobs the ball down low to McIntosh. And McIntosh gets his first two of the basketball game on the drive. And here comes Bryant. Elevate. Shot is up from 4 feet off. No good. Tip up. Finally controlled by Bruner. And he is fouled quickly by Hawes. So Hawes will pick up the infraction. Well, wait. No indication of a foul. Maybe it went out of bounds. So no foul call. Rosetta will make the inbounds play to DeShane. We've got McLean on the floor along with Morgan and McIntosh. Long pass up right-hand side to McLean. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on the floor, goes left-hand side on the wing. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side then to McLean. McLean left-hand side. Bad pass. Was about 8 feet to the right-hand side of McIntosh. Watched it go by. Axe ball inbounds from the sideline in the backcourt. And quickly to number four. First time we've seen him. This is Clemone. Out front, ball comes left-hand side. Out top of the key. Ball shoveled right-hand side. We'll pick up the new Axeman on the floor as soon as we have an opportunity to pick out a number or two. Man drives down the right-hand side. A traveling call on the Axe. The Cavemen get it back. 40 is on the floor. That's Perry. Number four is on the floor. That is Clemens. 13 is Av. Ball left-hand side in the hands of McIntosh. Back over to DeShane. Right-hand side in the corner to McLean. Back out to DeShane. To Rosetta working the high post. Has the ball slapped out of his hands. There's a scramble for it. And I think we're going to call a jump ball. That's the call on the alternate possession rule. It'll go to the Axe. 49-35, 2:42 to play here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Axe goes to Clemons. Right-hand side, top of the key, back left-hand side on the wing. And ball tied up again. Another jump ball, this one created by Rosetta. This time the arrow's pointing for the men in blue, so the Cavemen get it back. McIntosh comes over to make the inbounds play just in front of the Axe bench. He comes out, gets a little breather as Bruner checks right back in. McLean also getting a breather. So we've got DeShane, Jesse, Morgan, and Rosetta on the floor. DeShane into the forecourt quickly. Between the circles with the basketball. Comes right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Bruner. Bruner back to DeShane. Top of the key. Gets a pick. Drives the right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan elevates and draws the foul from number 23. And number 23, it's not on my roster. Julius Schaefer is what the announcer says. From the free throw line, shot is up and good for Luke Morgan. He is now 2-for-4 in the basketball game with 18 points. One more shot coming for the Luke. Two dribbles, deep knee bend, focuses, shot, follow through, and this one's good. 3-of-5 from the free throw line, 19 points for Luke Morgan. 51-35, Grants Pass leading with a little over 2 minutes to play here in the third. Long three attempt, and it's good for the Axe. And that's number... We'll put it down at any rate. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Bruner. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane slides the right-hand side. High post to Bruner. Bruner looks down the paint. He attacks, comes down the lane, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And the foul called on again, 23. Julius Schaefer. Just not on the roster. Shot is up and off for Bruner. Bruner 0 for 1 from the free throw line. One more. Two dribbles. Deep D bend. Shot is up. Off. No good. Whistle stops the action. And Morgan draws a foul, coming over the back to get the rebound. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Axe against people we haven't seen play very much. Inbounds play comes quickly to number 13. That's Av. Goes right-hand side. Then into the corner to 23. Gabriel back left-hand side again to number 4, Clemens. Clemens surrounded down low by Jesse back right-hand side and hesitates, goes up with a shot that is off, no good. Board cleared by Morgan. So the Cavemen controlling the rebounding right now on both ends of the floor. DeShane brings the ball down, finds Bruner. Bruner gets in the paint, kicks the ball right back to Morgan, and Morgan called for the player control foul. And Morgan protests his innocence to the official. The official says, "You look guilty to me." So Morgan will pick up his second. He gets a little breather right now as McIntosh checks back in. So does McLean check in. So we've gone from big to small as Rosetta sits down also on the floor for the Cavemen right now. DeShane, Bruner, Jesse, McLean and McIntosh. And the officials making sure everything is copacetic. Shot clocks are okay. Inbounds play against full court. Pressure by the Caveman. Ball comes down low. Back to the right-hand side. Bounce pass up on the wing. Double pass. Stolen away by DeShane. They're going to call DeShane for reaching in. So DeShane will get that infraction. That's his first. And that's the third team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman in this period. Fouls have not been a factor in this one. Ball right-hand side quickly. Second string on the floor for the X. First team wasn't playing very well, so they've gone deep into their bench. Still having trouble picking up the numbers. Ball right-hand side. Shot is up and good for Perry. Perry gets his first 2 points of the basketball game, and it's an 11-point game, 51-40. DeShane in the backcourt walks across the timeline, out between the circles. Lobs the ball left-hand side then to McLean. Down low, and a foul called on 40. Perry will pick up the infraction. That'll be his second. And that's the fifth. So going to the free throw line will be McLean, an 80% free throw shooter on the season. He has 2 points so far tonight. Handled the ball an awful lot. Settles down. Shot is up and good. His third point of the night. Makes it 52-40. Three bounces. A spin bounce. Picks the ball back up. Focuses. Shot is up and rattles this one home. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points and the Cavemen have 53 points. Lead by 13 against full court pressure now. Ball thrown down to the right side. Bruner surrounds the man. Shot is up off no good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called as DeShane tied up a 6'3 sophomore Perry. And the arrow points towards the X. The inbounds play coming from number 4, Clemens. Clemens slaps the ball. Bounce pass right-hand side. Shot is up and good. By number 23 again. DeShane brings the ball down. It's 53-42. Grants pass by 11. DeShane out front. Goes left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse back out to DeShane. Right-hand side to McIntosh. 21 seconds left here in the third period. DeShane, left front court, gives the ball high post to Bruner. Bruner elevates at the free throw line. Spins, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. McLean rebounds in heavy traffic. Ball comes free. Loose basketball thrown ahead, right-hand side. Shot up for three at the off at the buzzer. No, not at the buzzer yet. Van spins and fires off. This time McLean clears it, checks the scoreboard, throws up a long shot at the end. No good. At the end of three, the Cavemen lead it by 11, 53-42. Back with the fourth and final period after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register a sponsor or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Doesn't the Hawaiian pizza from Abby's sound really good right now with that pineapple and Canadian bacon all over it? It's on special this month at Abby's, and Abby's brings you our fourth period. Give them a call at 476-2133. You can have that pizza probably by the end of the game. Abby's Pizza, thank you very much for your continued support of Caveman Sports here on KJO Radio. Inbounds play comes to DeShane. Back left-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh lobs it right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse along the baseline. Kicks the ball way out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to McIntosh. For three off, no good. Rebound controlled by the X in the backcourt. More familiar numbers now as on the drive right now. It's Bryant with the basketball out front working against DeShane. Gives the ball up to Thurman. Thurman across the top of the key. Gives in the corner right-hand side to Hawes. Hawes kicks the ball right back right-hand side to Yoder. Left-hand side to Thurman. Thurman gives it right back. Hawes out front down to Bryant. Bryant between the circles. Slides to the right-hand side as the Caymans show a man-to-man defense. Morgan comes out to scare Bryant. Bryant gives the ball up to Thurman right-hand side. Shot clock in effect right now, and shot clock at violation. I think that's the first one we've seen this week against the Axe here. DeShane brings the ball right back for Grants Pass. Goes right-hand side to McIntosh. Back to DeShane, to McIntosh. DeShane between the circles, right-hand side to Jesse. Right-hand side in the corner, then to Bruner. Bruner for three from the corner. Rims that out. No good. Morgan had been boxed out that time as the ball comes down left-hand side. Jesse got a hand on it, but Bryant runs by him. Flips the ball up quickly to number 55, who's also not on our run. Yeah, that is Knight. Knight, 6'6", senior. So the foul called on Jesse. Jesse will get his first. There's timeout on the floor. A look at the scoreboard with 6:44 to play. It's 53-44. Grants Pass. We'll be right back after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Axe coming out of their huddle right now. The Cavemen still huddled around head coach Jesse. Here in the fourth period, 6:44 to play. The Cavemen lead the Axe 53-44. The Cavemen send out to McIntosh, DeShane, McLean, Bruner, and Morgan. Inbounds play for the Axe coming from Thurman. Thurman looks up front. Can't find anybody free right now. Gives the ball up quickly to Bryant. Bryant right front court working against McIntosh as the Cavemen stay in that man-to-man. Bryant drives left-hand side. Spins, kicks the ball back out front. Back left-hand side to Thurman. Right-hand side then to Saunders. Saunders head fakes, looks for Rome. Can't find anybody. Goes in the corner then to Hawes. Long three, won't go. Board cleared by Bruner this time. Gives the ball up to DeShane. DeShane pushing the ball down the floor. Stops out front. Goes left-hand side then to McLean. Back right-hand side, high post to Bruner. Bruner lobs the ball down low to Morgan. Morgan elevates, goes up with a shot. That is good. And Morgan gets his ninth field goal. He's got 21 points in the basketball game. On the drive, left-hand side now. It's Saunders, top of the key. Looks left and right. Gets the ball out front quickly to Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. Slides off the right front court. Onto the wing now. Picked up by DeShane. Can't get by DeShane's quickness. Goes to the corner, left-hand side. Saunders for three. This rims it out. No good. Morgan for the rebound. Drops the ball right back to McIntosh, and J-Mac brings it down, crosses the timeline at center court. Hands the ball off to DeShane. DeShane will work the point now from the right front court. Goes left-hand side to to McLean. Back to DeShane between the circles. High post then to Morgan, to McIntosh, out to DeShane. Left-hand side to McLean. Corner left-hand side to McIntosh. Down low to Bruner. Being triple-teamed, loose basketball, and a traveling call. It's going to be a foul first. McIntosh went to the floor. Foul going to be called on number one. That's Thurman. That'll be his second. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. McIntosh lobs it into the backcourt to DeShane. DeShane comes across the timeline right at center court. Bounce pass right-hand side. Ball quickly up to McIntosh. McIntosh looks for help. Slides the ball out front. Lobs it left-hand side. A little off balance. But it's saved, though, by Bruner. Bruner puts the ball on the floor. Elevate. Shot is up. It's a little short. No good. Rebound picked out by Hawes. Hawes left-hand side. And a traveling call on the Axe. Ball went to the hands of number 55. That's Knight, Jacob Knight. So the Cavemen get the ball back. Bruner comes out. He gets a little breather. McIntosh will make the inbounds play. Got DeShane in the backcourt. Everybody's covered, though. They'll lob it down low to McLean. McLean hard to the glass, but he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. Foul called on Haas. I have that as his first. That is at the free throw line, number three, Gavin McLean. 2 for 2 so far tonight. 4 points in the basketball game. Two dribbles and a spinning dribble. Shot is up. Good. That's his fifth point. Rosetta's in for Grants Pass also, so it's Rosetta, Morgan, McLean, DeShane, and McIntosh. Three dribbles this time, then the spinning drop. Shot is up. Good. 4 for 4 for McLean. Inbounds play in the backcourt quickly to Bryant. Bryant pushes the ball down. Left front court to the wing. Elevates for three, and it hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Board cleared by Morgan. Outlet comes right back to DeShane. 4:41 on the clock. The Cavemen lead at 57-44. DeShane in the backcourt. Up quickly to by McLean. McLean back to DeShane. High post into Morgan. Morgan looks down the paint. Get to Rosetta. Out front into DeShane. Left-hand side to McIntosh. To Rosetta. Turnaround jumper at the free throw line. Off. No good. Rebound falls into the hands of the smallest man on the court. That's Thurman. Thurman on the drive. Right-hand side. Drops the ball off right-hand side to Bryant to the free throw line. Into the corner then to Saunders, who launches a three. This one's off. No good. Long rebound picked up by McIntosh. Takes it the length of the floor. Goes behind the back. Backhanded off. Tip up by McLean. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Left-hand side. Protects the basketball. Hands off to DeShane, and the Cavemen reload. DeShane out front sees a trap forming. Ball goes right-hand side. Pass stolen away by Saunders. Drives the length of the court. Ball slapped away from behind by McIntosh. So good defensive move by McIntosh. Timeout has been called by the Axe. 57-44 the score. 3:56 to play. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back, everyone. 3:56 on the clock. The Cavemen lead it by 13, 57-44. And when play is resumed, it's going to be Axe ball inbounds in the inline, their end of the floor. Thurman will make the play as they put a box around the key. Then they go into their shuffle, and Thurman gets the ball left-hand side to Bryant. Bryant drives, loses the basketball, trying to elevate, and a foul called on Grant's pass. Let's see who it goes against. It'll be against McIntosh. So McIntosh will pick up the infraction. That'll be his second, and that is the second team foul on Grant's pass in this quarter. At the free throw line, number two. He was 3 for 5 last year when we saw him. He misses this one. Has 10 points in the basketball game so far. One more shot coming for the young man. This one's up and falls through. Balanced on the edge for a while. McIntosh makes the inbounds play to DeShane. Double team. Back to McIntosh. Quickly to Bruner. Bruner left-hand side to McIntosh. Then down low to Rosetta, who lays it up and in. Cavemen moved the ball beautifully. Rosetta picks up his 6th point in the basketball game. Thurman on the drive down the right-hand side. Drives around everybody. Just kind of everybody was asleep. Watched him come through. Rebound put back up twice. Won't go. Finally, the board is cleared by Bruner. Gets the ball back out to DeShane. DeShane splits the traffic. Comes back on the run in transition. Brings the ball back out front. Spins, keeps the ball alive, back out front then to McIntosh. McIntosh drives the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Bruner on the wing left-hand side. Splits the defenders, tries to get in the paint. Lost the basketball, but picked up by McLean, and the Cavemen reload back out front to DeShane. Rosetta comes out to the high post, sets a pick for DeShane. DeShane drives left-hand side, shovels the ball to McIntosh. Trapped in the corner, gets the ball down low. Bruner muscles one up twice. Goes up, and it's slapped away out of bounds. So it'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline. Our end of the floor, 59-45 the score. 3 minutes to play in the contest. Take a deep breath, everyone. Oh, okay, we're ready to play as McLean brings the ball in. Bounces the Cavemen go into their shuffle. Left-hand side to DeShane on the sideline. Lobs it down low then to Bruner. Bruner stripped to the basketball and on the fly right-hand side. And once again, Thurman goes up with a shot. That is blocked out of bounds by McIntosh. Wow, did he go high to get that one. 2:51. Timeout has been called by head coach Joel Jesse for the Cavemen. Look at the scoreboard with 2:51 to play. It's 59-45. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
59-45, Grants Pass leading by 14, 2:51 to play here at the Purple Pit in South Eugene. Cavemen send out Rosetta, Bruner, McLean, DeShane, and McIntosh. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Rosetta will make the play. Full court pressure at this point, as you would expect. So Rosetta takes the basketball and looks forward to Shane. Ball comes into him and slapped away immediately by Thurman, but it's still Grants Pass ball inbounds in the end line. So let's see if the Cavemen figure out a way to get this one in. A little pick set then by... Ball finally comes into Bruner in the backcourt. He's bothered by Hawes all the way down into the forecourt, left front court, still moving with the basketball, keeps it alive, gives the ball up to DeShane. DeShane moving the ball out front. Gets the ball right inside to McIntosh. High post to Rosetta. Back to McIntosh. Then down low to Bruner. Puts it up and in. Bruner with 22 points in the basketball game. Long pass down left-hand side. Bullet pass down low to Hawes on the baseline. Elevate shot is up and good for Hawes. Hawes has 14, and it's 61-47. 2:21 to play in the backcourt. McIntosh with the basketball. Gives the ball up quickly to Bruner. Up to Rosetta. Rosetta double team, gives the ball up to Bruner, back to DeShane in the center circle. DeShane just holds the ball until Hawes comes after him and drives the left-hand side. Stop, spins, comes back to the right-hand side, high post to Rosetta. And Rosetta goes to the floor, loose footing, and I think timeout was called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Believe that's the call. 61-47 with a little over 2 minutes left to play. Timeout on the field. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. It's been an exciting game. 2 minutes to play. 61-47 is the score. Grants Pass leads the South Eugene Axe here at the Purple Pit. The Axe's floor. Going to be Grants Pass ball when play is resumed. McLean will make the inbounds play. He's got Bruner, McIntosh, Rosetta, and DeShane on the floor with him. And the ball comes way out front, right front court to McIntosh. It's slapped away then by Bryant. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. And Morgan going to check back in. And Rosetta's going to come out. So Morgan and Bruner ride the muscle down low. Three ball handlers out front with McIntosh, McLean, and DeShane. Ball lobbed down low to Morgan. Morgan surrounded at the baseline, kicks the ball out to Bruner. Bruner out front to DeShane and the Cavemen. Reset. DeShane drives, floats the ball up as he was... knocked to the floor, long pass down the floor to Saunders. Lays went up off no good, and high for the rebound was number 11, McIntosh. And I think we've got a foul called on McLean. McLean is protesting his innocence also. At the free throw line is Trey Saunders, number 5. His first trip there tonight. Shot is up and good. That's his 9th point in the basketball game. 61-48, a minute 47 to play. Another shot for Saunders. It's up and good. So Saunders now into double figures with 10 points. Inbounds play in the backcourt to Morgan. Quickly to McIntosh into the forecourt. Stops with the basketball. Hands it off to Morgan. Morgan drives left-hand side. Stops in the forecourt. Looking for help. Gets the ball right-hand side. Stolen away by Saunders. Saunders drives. Lays one up and in. And Saunders asserts himself. Now he has 12 in the basketball game. Deshane trapped in the backcourt. Gets the ball over to McLean. Lead pass up to Bruner. Into the forecourt. Bruner drives the right-hand side. And a whistle stops the action. And the foul called on Hawes. I think he just reached in on Bruner as he tried to go by. I have that as a second on Hawes. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. That's the third foul this period on the Axe. Cavemen also have 3. McLean from the end line gets the ball. Stolen away by Saunders again. Lead pass up right-hand side to Bryant. Bryant back out front. Shot is up for 3 by Saunders. And Saunders has come alive here with 13 points. Inbounds play and a foul called on, again, Thurman. So Thurman will pick up his 4th team foul on the X. 61-54, Grants Pass still leads, a minute 8 to play. And Thurman goes down. He was bumping shoulders with Deshane. Let's see which way this one goes. I think it's going against Deshane. It is. Both of them wearing number 1, so had to get a little clarification. So it's Axe's ball inbounds from the end line there into the floor. And you get a sense this game is up for grabs. Hawes spins and fires off. No good. High for the rebound is Bruner. And away from the basketball. Whistle stops the action. And the officials. Going to be a foul against Grants Pass. Again, Deshane draws it. A double foul. Oh.
That's the 15 foul.
They called a double foul. One certainly goes against Deshane. That's his 3rd. Inbounds play comes to Deshane in the backcourt. Spins. Stops. Still in the backcourt. Into the forecourt quickly. The right-hand side gives the ball up to McIntosh. McIntosh to Bruner. Bruner puts the ball on the floor and drives, and he is fouled by, I believe, Hawes. That's the call.
Fouls on Hawes.
So Hawes will pick up. I have that as his 3rd, and at the free throw line is Peyton Bruner, 0 for 2 from the free throw line with 22 points in the basketball game so far tonight. Caveman could use both of these right now. 61-54. Shot is up and off. No good. 0 for 3 for Peyton from the charity stripe right now. So we've got Peyton, Morgan, McLean, Deshane, and McIntosh on the floor. Shot is up and off. No good. Long rebound right-hand side to Bryant. Bryant spins, gets into the forecourt, elevates. Shot is up and good for Bryant. And Bryant finds his 13th point in the basketball game. Inbounds play to McLean in the backcourt. Little bump from Sanders. Lead pass up to Deshane, right-hand side. Cross court to Bruner. Bruner attacks the basketball and goes up with a shot. And it's good. So the foul called on Hawes. And Bruner gets his 24th point in the basketball game. And he goes back to the free throw line. Shot is up. Hits the front of the iron and off. 0 for 5. Rebound quickly. Bryant brings the ball back for the Axe. Left-hand side. Shovels off to Saunders. Saunders back to Peyton. Top of the key. Missed everything. Ball saved back in Browns to Bruner, to Deshane. And he's tied up and fouled. This will go against the Axe. Hawes. So Hawes, I have him fouling out. That's the 5th on Hawes. He will leave the game with 19.7 seconds left to play in the contest. So the Cavemen lead at 63-56 with 19.7 seconds left to play here in South Eugene. At the free throw line is Zach Deshane. So Clemens comes in to replace Hawes, who sits down. Hawes sits down with 14 points in the basketball game, and at the free throw line is Zach Deshane. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron, no good. One more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up. Good. 3 points for Deshane. Inbounds play in the backcourt quickly to Riot. Shot is up from the wing, and it's good for number 45. Yoder, his first points in the basketball game, come from beyond the arc. Inbounds play to Bruner, left-hand side, and a foul called, I believe, on the axe again. Foul called on number 4. That's Clemens. That'll be his first going to the free throw line. Will be Bruner. Well, Bruner's getting some practice at the free throw line, 0 for 5 tonight, 24 points so far. That ties his season high so far. Shot is up and, oh, no good. One more shot coming. Shot is up. Good. 25 points, and that's a new high for Peyton Bruner on the drive. Here comes Saunders down the right-hand side, elevates for three, hits and a foul called, a three-point foul on McLean. So McLean will get the infraction. Going to the free throw line for three will be Trey Saunders. He is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. 4.4 seconds left. Shot is up. There's one. That's his 16th point. Shot is up, and that's two. 17th point. Rosetta checks in, and McIntosh sits down. So the Cavemen have the rebounders on, and Morgan, Rosetta, and Bruner. One more shot coming for Trey Saunders. And his shot is up, and good. 65-62. Long pass comes up to Deshane, and got a foul called almost immediately. 3 seconds left, so second ticked off the clock. Foul called on Saunders this time. I have that as his first. That is his first. Going to the free throw line is Bruner with 25 points in the basketball game, who is 1 for 7. So he's certainly due again. Shot is up. Rims and out. Young man is snake bit at the free throw line. Timeout has been called by head coach Jesse. A look at the scoreboard, 65-62, the Cavemen by 3 with 3 seconds left to play. And we'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Well, what kind of defense the Cavemen throw up against that Jesse has designed? I'm assuming it's going to be full court pressure, but Bruner still has one more shot coming. Is this one of those where you miss the shot and get the rebound? Morgan is in a rebounding position, and McIntosh is on one side. Bruner at the free throw line. Back defensively are Deshane and McLean. Shot is up and good. So it's a 4-point game as Bruner hits his second free throw of the night. Inbounds play comes to McIntosh, and that's the game, ladies and gentlemen. The Cavemen win it by 4, 66-62, the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Welcome back, everyone. Head Coach Jesse just joining us. As soon as he gets the headphones on, we'll throw him a question or two. First of all, at the end of the first half, you had scored 37 points. You kept opponents to 37 points in a game, and there you are. And reaction to a high-scoring game tonight. Wait. Oh, okay. I've got to push the right button. Operator error.
We good, Chuck?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. You know, we knew that they were going to push the speed of the game, and I told the boys, as long as we're getting good shots, I'm okay with us running a little bit and seeing, like, you know, see what they give us. And so, you know, we started picking on mismatches with their number one and their number two with pick and rolls, or putting Jaden in the post or somebody else in the post that one of them are guarding. In Peyton, man, Peyton had that first half.
Oh, did he?
Peyton had a great first half. Second half kind of cooled off because they went to zones, and, you know, the free throw line continues to be a struggle for us, you know.
Oh, 25, I think that's his best so far this year.
Yes, yeah, that, you know, and that's what we expect from him. I expected that from him this year. I expected him to be our best player. He just had a tough time, you know, finishing. And, you know, he might have had 30-plus tonight if he would have hit 70% of his free throws. So, that game was a lot closer than it should have been when the other coach put their JV guys in. Our guys kind of relaxed, and the guys, the varsity players that watched the JV guys kind of, oh, we can play with this team, right? And I told, you know, my message to the boys is when you have a chance to put a team away, you got to do it. Because, you know, that game, if Peyton missed that free throw, and with all the shooters they have, I mean, it could be – we could be going into overtime right now.
Okay, yeah. You've talked about Peyton, but your three big guys, including Morgan, who had almost as many points as Peyton, and the freshman Rosetta, all came in and handled themselves pretty well into the boards.
Yeah, you know, that we feel like that's where our strengths are, and that's where we feel like, you know, we should be doing – a better job with those boys finishing stuff at the rim. You know, they do, if they do that kind of against Roseburg, you know, we win that game handedly too. And, you know, we got to live and die by getting to the rim and finishing, because our shooting on the outside isn't phenomenally great. And so, you know, Peyton and Luke did their job, and Rosetta, and trying to pick their spots, and did a good job at finishing tonight. Did a great job finishing.
One of the hardest working young men out there, and we can't underestimate the importance of a sixth man, but Zach DeShane just really worked his tail off tonight.
Yeah, Jaden got hurt, at the end of the third quarter, I think. He dove on the floor. The guy kneed him in the back of the calf, and he couldn't walk after that. So Zach did a phenomenal job tonight at controlling the tempo and doing a good job at handling the ball and not turning the ball over and getting us into our sets and stuff like that. So Zach did a phenomenal job tonight.
All right, 3 seconds left. You're up by 3 points against a three-point shooting team. What'd you tell the guys in that timeout?
We talked about maybe fouling so that they went to the line so they didn't chuck it. And then somebody said, Peyton, just hit the free throw and get this game over with.
and he did.
And he did. You know, he hit the one that we absolutely needed. So, you know, grateful that Peyton knocked that down. Hopefully that will be something to build upon, you know, with his confidence going to the line and hitting that game winner and keeping it out of length. But, you know, I would have liked to see us, you know, finish them off and win by 20, but unfortunately that didn't happen tonight.
Well, at any rate, the win is there, and after the frustration from last night, I assume, what's this do for your team psyche?
Oh, yeah, I mean, this team beat Sheldon, yeah. So I think our boys will have a little bit more confidence going to that game. You know, we really need that game to stay up at the top of the conference. Sheldon's always a tough game for us. They have a good coach and a very smart coach. Whether or not they have the athletes to do it, he always has a good game plan. So I expect him to play a lot of zone against us. As you can tell tonight, we struggled again with the zone just because our boys don't know how to read it. You know, we don't know how to read it. We've been practicing it a lot more in practice. But when you don't have outside shooters, it makes it really difficult to shoot somebody outside of a zone. We're always looking for high post, low post dumps and to try to get him out of it. So we got to figure out. Gavin's got to find his shot again. T-Mac's got to get some shots to go in from the outside. Then I believe we can shoot him out of the zone and get him into man, which is where we want him.
Yeah, well, you know, T-Mac's got a pretty good three-point shot, too. I think he's got about 12 or 15 on the season. And Jesse has a good one, too. Now, how bad is that cap?
I don't know. We'll have to, you know, we have a phenomenal athletic trainer, Katie. She takes really good care of him, just, you know, going through track season and stuff like that. So we'll see what it's like. We'll probably give him the day off tomorrow, work with the trainer and see how it feels Friday, and we'll just go from there. He just said he couldn't give it a go after the guy landed him. When he was on the floor, the guy went right into him. So, you know,
right, well, we hope that's the best, and he's ready for the Sheldon Irish Friday night at Heater Newman Gym. Folks, we hope you see you all there. Coach, congratulations. Big win tonight.
Yep. Thank you. We needed it.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. More than ever after this word. We'll just hold it right here for a moment or two and run down some information courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. First of all, let's run down quickly some team numbers here. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 20-18. Won the second period, 17-13, to make it 37-31 at the half. Won the third period 16-11 to go up 53-42 and finished it off actually being outscored by 7 in the final period, but coming away with a 4-point win 66-62. Luke Morgan, 9 field goals, 3-for-5 from the free throw line, 21 points. I think that ties Luke's high game so far this year. And Peyton Brunner, 12 field goals, 2 of a lot from the free throw line, but one really big one. Jaden Jesse, 2 points. Tyler McIntosh, 2 points. Zach DeShane had 3 points on a field goal and 1-for-2 shooting from the free throw line. Jordan Rosetta with 6. And we'll have more right after this word from the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialists.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Just quickly, the high score for the South Eugene Axe, Trey Saunders, had, let's see, 5 field goals, 3 threes. He was 5 of 5 from the free throw line and 18 points tonight. Landon Bryant had 5 field goals, 2 threes. He had 13 points tonight. He did shoot 1 free throw. And Levi Hawes had 7 field goals and 14 points. That's the scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's run this down just a little bit more here. Talk about the player of the game, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. As we look down the score sheet here, of course, you've got to talk about Morgan Brunner and their incredible scoring tonight. But there is one other young man that we want to point out. And once again, it's the value of that sixth man coming off the bench and a ball handler tonight. Zach Deschain, going to be our player of the game with honorable mention by to Luke Morgan and Peyton Brunner. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our player of the game, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, a caveman win, that sets up a pretty good game on Friday night. That'll move the cavemen to a 9-8 overall in the season and breaks a 7-game winning streak for the Axe. Well, that's the situation here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you very much for following through with us tonight. For our staffing radio control tonight, that's Ryan Diotti. Our executive producer is Carl Wilson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight. It's Grants Pass 66, South Eugene 62. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.